So here we are, February the 24th. Oh my gosh, we are only a few weeks away from the official coming of spring and the equinox. An amazing time of year when so often we get little taste of spring, even though winter comes back to remind us that that's where we still are. And of course, you lovely people in the southern hemisphere are enjoying just the opposite. You're enjoying your summer and probably praying for a little coolness to come in for the fall. So your prayers will be answered as well. It's fascinating how I think we all enjoy the coming of a new season. Sometimes we get tired of it once we've been in it for a little while, but I think the change itself, just the very change, is stimulating. It's partly because it brings us so in touch with our Mother Earth, with all of nature, and the instinctive, natural, inborn responses of nature, not to mention the whole electromagnetic field that drives the climates, turns the Earth on its axis, and creates this marvelous variety that we have. So I absolutely, totally, splendidly enjoy every single season that comes, and I am so grateful that I'm now in a place where I can look forward to a happy, healing spring. And I want to thank all of our blessing givers who jumped on the line last week and helped me through a difficult time of, well, having almost no voice. I can't say it's going to be perfect today. I think we're just a little bit still in the grizzly bear tone, but God is good, and every day is better and better. So I would love to have some conversation on the line. Just keep in mind that actually all of your conversations help give me a little chance to get some water and also respond to your thoughts and your needs and how you're experiencing the blessings from Christ. I don't see anyone signing on. I hope that it looks like I have all the mechanics up and working. So let's see. Here we go. All right, we have a caller from area code 774, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda, it's Darlene. How are you?
I'm doing much better, thank you.
Oh, you sound much better. Thank God. Glenda, I have a question. I want to start doing some public blessings, and I'm meeting with some resistance. But outside of that, I want to ask, when we conduct and facilitate the blessing, you know how after it's over, we have everyone rest for 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Do we as a facilitator need to rest also for that 7 minutes?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And the rest can, if you're doing this in a public place, the rest can occur in a chair. And that's true for any of our listeners who might be in a place listening to this where it just wouldn't be quite so convenient to get into a reclining position. So you can do it in a chair. The key is just to be in a completely relaxed position, receiving and not thinking, not in any mode of deploying energy, but just receiving. And, you know, I think that anything new, Darlene, that is presented to people, they're going to say, hey, what's this all about? Is this something I really want to receive? Can you tell me more? And I would recommend that any of you blessing givers who want to take this out more, that you do two things. One is you don't react to their reactions because you know that this is a pure, simple act of God that is not going to hurt anyone or invade or contradict anyone's beliefs. You already know that. So just don't react to the reaction. Just remember, everybody wants to know more about something that's new. And sometimes they add a little more negativity than they really feel because they want to put you on the spot. They want to make sure you really cover what they're concerned about. And so you just smile inside and say, this is just another way of praying. That's all. And it involves all the gifts that Christ gave us in his life. And you can outline what those gifts are. And I don't mind telling everyone on this call what those gifts are. The thing is, he came to this earth to lift us from our suffering, our trials, our hurts, our tribulations, our heavy load. He came to lift our load. And he did that for all people, rich and poor, male, female, young and old. He just would smile or pick up a bucket of water and help people carry it. He would heal those who were sick. Whatever was involved in lifting people's loads, he let them know they cared. Then he came to set our spirit free. And to this degree, he taught, he instructed, he gave faith, and then ultimately, he gave his life and transcended death. So, that's the second thing he gave. So of all these things, he invited us into one community of spirit to reunite in spirit with God, with our heart, and with one another. He taught us how to love God and to love one another again. And from that, he gave his blessings. He commended us to our own personal sovereignty, that we each are created as a child of God, and to not consider ourselves above or below another single human being, but to stand in our boots, our own integrity, and pursue life through our choices, our free will, and our connection with God. And then he left us to pursue our life in our own integrity. Now, if you take his life as a pattern of prayer, that's really all the blessing giver does, is the blessing giver models out that pattern of prayer so that the gift of Yeshua can be represented again to those who would receive it. Because very simply, we forget. We get busy with our life and we think, oh, I'm the most unblessed person in the world. We forget to give thanks. We forget to surrender to the will of God. We even forget to pray. We lose touch with even how to pray. The blessing that is brought by the blessing giver is what you might say a reinstituting of that model of giving and receiving the blessings of Christ. That's all. It's very simple. Now, we have seminars educate and train people in becoming blessing givers because the reattunement of Christ's gifts are conveyed in a very direct way through each other and through the Holy Spirit. And to solidify that understanding within the life of each blessing giver. But there's really nothing mysterious or esoteric about it. There's nothing at all in the giving or receiving of blessings that you cannot find in the pages of the New Testament. This is not some esoteric, strange, hidden, occult blessing. It's just that blessing givers become very close to one another, as in fact the spirit of the original Christian community was, because they learn with and from one another what the original blessing was that Yeshua gave. And I think any blessing giver who wants to take this out to the world just has to take a New Testament with him, read a few scriptures, tell people about the blessing, the basics of what they're receiving. And then everybody takes a deep breath. You start with a prayer, and the work begins to unfold. Because it is from Christ. It is from God. It is from the Holy Spirit. And people learn then, by direct experience, how pure the energy is. So, you know, that's about all I can say right now. Anything more should probably be said among our blessing givers as a little coaching session. But anyway, thanks for bringing that up, because it just gave me an opportunity to say to everybody on the call what would be very appropriate to tell anybody.
Thank you, Glenda. Thank you so much.
And I see that Kathy O'Fallon is on the call, and you're opened and ready to talk.
Well, hi, Glenda. You said it all, and you answered my question. Thank you so much. I want to re-listen to what you said and type it out and post it somewhere I can look at it every day. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And by the way, everybody on the call who is a blessing giver, we need to take these out to the public, because even though there is no time and space separating us from one another on these calls, for people who have lost their faith or have momentarily bought into the illusion that God is somewhere else and not with them, it really helps to have an in-person blessing. It really does. And I think the main reason that we have amped up Christ's blessing by making it more physical is because it solidifies the connection. You know, we humans are physical, emotional, social beings. We live among and with each other. We have our daily physical challenges, whether it's just having enough energy to get through the day, or maybe an illness, or maybe an emotional upset with somebody. Could be a financial problem. We're very physical, very emotional, very socially connected, independent beings. And all of these things affect our faith and the certainty we have that God is also with us. That's why, actually, God came in physical form through Yeshua, because no one knows better than God that we need a little physical prompting. And so we're making our prayers physical through the blessing. And that's it. And thanks, Kathy, for being part of it.
Thank you.
We have another caller from area code 647, and you're on.
Good morning, Glenda. This is Helen from New Zealand.
Hi, Helen.
Hi. Glenda, I have a question about how to seek clarity about my purpose. Whenever we do the blessing calls and it's our turn to say a little prayer after you've said yours, I always ask Yeshua for guidance as to what my specific purpose is so that I can get on and do it. But I've been doing that for months, and I still have no clarity about it, and I really want to get on my path and go forward, but I don't know how to get that clarity.
Are you in our webinar, Helen?
No.
No? Well, we are definitely addressing that in our webinar. Now, here's the thing, Helen. Let me just give you a little clue, and actually I'm going to provide some coaching posters that everyone, even people who are not in that webinar, can buy. It'll be like one of our little inspirational posters. And I'm also going to do a condensed one-hour presentation on this subject for people who just can't find the time to dedicate to a 4-week seminar. And that will be coming up as soon as I get some of my personal energy back. So I'm going to make an attempt to condense this, okay? But here's the thing, Helen, is our purpose and our ability to manifest our life is directly related to all the levels of being that you have and hold and create. It starts with the essential self that you are. And the appropriate prayer there would be, oh, Lord, allow me to know myself better. All my capacity, all my talent, all the love that I am. All that I am created in you and through you. Then the next level would be, oh, Lord, help me to take a really clear and appropriate inventory of all the roles that I play in life, all the identities I've taken on myself. Let me see which ones are truly beneficial to my life and beneficial to others. Because, Helen, inside all of these levels of being we have, there are levels of purpose. You see, whatever you've taken on as a profession or as a role in life with your sister, a mom, a friend, a healer, inside those roles, inside those beings, are purposes that are unfolding for you. And the minute we begin to disconnect from any level of our being, we lose our sense of purpose. Because every sense of purpose we have is connected to the levels of being we have taken on. So as a matter of integrity, the first thing we do is we inventory all of the levels of being we have, starting with our essential self that takes its power from God, to even our name, our national identity, our generational participation. Who are we in our generation? You know, there's a reason each one of us was born in the generation we're in. We identify with that. We take purpose and power from that. And then the communities we live in, the families we live in, all of these things contribute to our identity, our role, and our way in life. We have to honor these because you cannot make less of yourself and find your purpose. Yourself and your love are above all your levels of purpose. One of the unfortunate modern spiritual teachings has been that our power comes from our thought. Through what we think, we become. No, what you are is what you think. Your being rest in a power far above anything you think. What you think and what you feel and all of your intentions are actually secondary to who you are. Who you are is primary. There is nothing above I am. When God met with Moses, he reminded Moses not to call him a name, not even the holiest of holy, not Jehovah or any other name. I am that I am is what he told Moses. And he was telling Moses that even on the level of the divine, being comes first. Being precedes everything else. You think, intend, feel, have, or do. And when we're having problems with thoughts we think, feelings we feel, not having what we want, not doing what we want to do, the answer is to return back to an inventory of how we see ourselves, how we shape our identity, how we manage our roles in life, how we relate to others, and how we consider them to be. Are we praising other people? Are we valuing who they are? Are we valuing the sacred essence of every other life form around us, regardless of how it suits our needs or our purposes? Are we just being thankful? Are we praising God? Are we praising life and the universe for the power of its being? This is how we get back to our purpose, Helen. Purpose is secondary, not primary. You are primary. And if you never had a single purpose in your life, and yet you honored the sacredness of your life, your relationship to God, and your relationship to everything in every person in your life, and everything in your life, you would have done enough. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. And in doing that, then all these things which are secondary will be far more available to your consciousness and for application in life. So bye-bye for now. We have a caller from 336, and you're on.
Hey, Glenda, it's Randy.
Hi, Randy.
I received the scented oil of rose on Valentine's Day, and I thought that was pretty appropriate, but I just want to be a spokesperson for these scented oils that you carry and how they uplift your spirit. And I would encourage people to check these out, and whatever resonates with you, whatever you feel like that you, what you need, I think it's important that these smells, they're amazing.
Yes, they are. Thank you, Randy, for saying that. And there's really two reasons why they are. One is they represent the life essence of the plant. These aromas that you, the essential oils, are to a rose, a pine tree, a sage bush, or whatever. They are what the heart, what the blood is to us. They, the essential oils are what carry the nutrients, the oxygen, all the chemical forces, and the energetic life forces of the plants. And, of course, the plants are the first order of creation of our Mother Earth. Now, an interesting thing about our relationship to smell is, of all the senses, it's the only one that's not censored. No pun intended there, but it goes directly to the hypothalamus, the amygdala, into the autonomic nervous system, which means that all of our prejudices, preconceptions, ideas that may or may be right or wrong, or our purposes that may not be the highest or the best, or our thoughts or our feelings that may not be the highest or the best, all get circumvented, because anything from the world of the of scent goes directly to the autonomic nervous system, which directly informs our body about healing. This is why aromatherapy is literally therapy and works so well. Now, there are two traditions of aroma. The oldest was the sacred tradition of anointing and blessing sacred places and the body with the sacred sense of nature. And over time, those who were very attuned to using this also for healing found specific aromas that had a specific impact upon the body. And so the tradition of aromatherapy was created. But I find that the scents, the sacred scents of anointing, are so wonderful for spiritual inspiration. And I would say just what Randy did, just read about them and say, this is what I want today. This is what I want now. Follow your intuition, because even through space and time, the part of your body that bypasses and supersedes your normal thinking process will know what it wants. But above them all, I'd recommend Christ Scent, especially for the Sunday blessing. And was there anything else you wanted to say, Randy, or did I say it all?
You said it all, but I just want to add, I have Christ Scent. That's the, I bought the bigger bottle of that, but that's my favorite scent, and it just, I wear it all the time. But it's just, I love that smell.
It's terrific. I mean, it just brings me into my true essence. It
yeah.
really does, and that makes a difference in everything else in my day. So
well,
I encourage everyone.
It is so good to have you back in good spirits again.
Oh, thank you, Randy, and I am, and it's getting better every day. So we're kind of running out of time here, but we have two other people on the call. If you can make a quick comment, we'll just make room for you. There's someone from area code 818.
Hi, Glenda. This is Cynthia from California.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. I just wanted to, if you haven't mentioned it already, I wanted to remind the other blessing givers, and I would think anyone could join us in prayer and thought when the Academy Awards are on today. It's such a great focus for so many people that we could do a blessing or send the blessing out to others, even if we aren't a blessing giver.
Oh, that's certainly true. I like to use all kinds of occasions that focus on love and creativity and accomplishment and just excelling above the level of probability. It's a good
right.
thing to do. And so any of you who have especially a love for this level of creativity can take it to the highest level. We could certainly use a lot more movies, and some of them have been some of the greater inspirational tools of our generation. And that's a fact. So thanks for mentioning that. And we have one last caller, and that'll be it for today. Area code 787.
Hi, Glenda. This is Oli from Puerto Rico.
Oh, hi, Oli.
How are you?
Doing great.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. I have a quick question. It's about faith. Do you have any quick comments about how can we strengthen our faith? Can we pray for it? Besides that, anything we can do to make it stronger?
Yes. First of all, I can build on what I was saying to Randy about the essential oils. The fascinating thing is the use of them actually helps us build our faith because it circumvents the mental stuff in our accumulated defense mechanisms, shall we say. You know, we've got a lot of defense mechanisms that cause us to be frightened or worried or to fear the worst or to think the worst or to focus upon lower levels of control and possibility. And there's something about this. This is why they've been called sacred oils, because they actually circumvent our conscious mechanism to go directly to the part of us that responds to life like a little child. And Yeshua compared the kingdom of heaven to the innocence of a child, because children just expect the best no matter what. Even if they've been through a trauma or they've been through something horrible, once they are relieved of their pain or they're comforted or held and cheered a little bit, they're back to hoping the best. They're back to being that alive, innocent response to life. The more you can be that way, the more you will cultivate your faith. And then another way is just to look at the range of possibilities that might come from any given set of possibilities and choose the best. Just choose the best. You know, you can protect yourself from the worst, like getting insurance. That's not a bad thing to do, or having a savings account. Not a bad thing to do. You can locking your doors at night. Not a bad thing to do, but don't focus on it. Put your attention on the best that could possibly happen from any given challenge or opportunity in life. So protect yourself from the worst, but put your attention on the best. Hold the innocence of a child, and whether it's essential oils or just doing something instinctively good for yourself, follow your most positive instincts. And then, yes, pray and truly trust in the grace of God. It will make a difference. And over time, it will make you stronger.
Beautiful.
Cultivate good habits, knowing that good habits produce better results.
Great.
So that was a good question, Ollie, that we all need to think about and practice. And I appreciate people asking everybody questions, because that's why they're everybody questions. We all have them. So I'm going to now put us on. I'm going to put our system on mute, and let's all get ready to receive our blessings from Christ. And as we do, let us be in a state of quietness. Sit with your feet on the ground, your spine relatively vertical in your chair, because we use the forces of the universe, the forces of gravity, and the energy, the magnetic energy we draw from the earth, to assist the energy of the Holy Spirit in becoming more physical, recognizing that we each are spiritual beings, we're emotional beings, we're social beings, and we're physical beings. We have consciousness, we have lives, we have problems, and we have pleasures. And all of these are on all the many levels of our life, and we ask for them all to be blessed. The blessing will come from God, the Creator, our Holy Source, through the Holy Spirit, anchored in our person, through the love and the energy of Christ, resting in our heart where we connect with that energy. And then through our union with the earth, we connect with all the energies that have been given to us for our life provision. And now I would ask that you would close your eyes, allow your attention to fall into your heart. I will say my invocation, and then you pray however prayer is for you, whether it's silent, through feeling, through chanting, through words, in your words just that you experience mentally or words you say aloud, however prayer is for you. You will pray for the 3 minutes while the energy is being conveyed. And I would ask whatever blessing givers are here to join me, that we may amplify the blessing. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being one among us, being the presence of God, in physical form, life form, emotional form, with us in all our problems and pleasures, that you are here to be with and among us all, bringing to each and every person the power of the Holy Spirit, given by God from the beginning of time. And we ask that this chain be unbroken from the Creator through the Holy Spirit to you within our heart, to our Mother Earth, and all the provisions that have been given us. Thank you for being with us and for anchoring all the possibilities, both earthly and divine, that they may all nurture every aspect of our being to become all that we can be, to receive and multiply all the gifts of God for our healing, our well-being, our love, and our union with God. Amen. Your energetic blessing is now complete, and I would ask that you go and rest for 7 minutes. Be completely out of your mind. Don't think, don't say, do not even continue your prayers. Just receive and assimilate all the blessings that have been given into all levels of your body and being. And know that you are very loved. God is with you. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye from me.